Hello, dear friend. Today, I'm going to help you begin cultivating a more positive way of thinking. This session can be done anytime, anywhere. Feel free to sit, stand, walk, or even exercise as you listen to my voice. All I ask is that you are present and give me your full attention for the next few minutes. Do you struggle with a negative outlook? If you do, dear friend, you're not alone. Even though you are a blessed friend of the higher powers, life can still get on top of you. And almost everyone can fall victim to it, particularly during life's most difficult times. But allowing yourself to approach every day with a bitter, toxic mindset is no way to live. Now, I want you to imagine that a friend gives you a basket of fruit. In this scenario, you like fruit, but you feel annoyed that it wasn't something more exciting, like chocolate or wine. Of course, you don't say that to them. I know someone like you wouldn't dream of hurting another's feelings. I know it's a frivolous issue, but stick with me here. In this scenario, you've got two options. The first is what most of us default to. You shove the basket into a corner and glare at it every time you walk past. Before long, you've let your initially minor annoyance build into an all-consuming beast. This mindless negativity starts to spill over into every other area of your life. Now, even news that you'd won the lottery would have a hard time shifting your negative mindset. So, how about the second option? Look at the fruit, the crunchy red apples, the plump, juicy grapes, the vibrant bananas, the cool, waxy oranges. They're visually pleasing, aren't they? All presented in a basket with a bright red bow on it. Somebody cares about you so much that they took time out of their day to organize a basket of nature's goodness for you. Isn't that something, dear friend? Even placing this basket on your counter brightens up the room. Perhaps its tastes aren't as indulgent as chocolate, but it's a reminder that someone truly appreciates you. Now, every time you walk past, you smile. My point here, dear friend, is that your mindset can change everything. Nothing physically has changed in these two very different scenarios. The only thing that's altered is the way you approach it. I know life can be tough, but remember one very important thing. The divine is looking down on you. As long as you are my friend, which you will be for life, even if we no longer work together, the universe's highest powers will make sure you are safe and loved. I hope that example was helpful to your friend. But before I go, I want to make one thing clear. I'm not suggesting you should never feel unhappy. Feeling upset, angry, or bitter is natural and healthy, to an extent. But if you let these feelings control you and make them your default state of existence, your mental and physical health will suffer. Life will always feel unfair, even when the hand you are being dealt is far more fortunate than most. So, if you feel yourself slipping into negativity, I want you to try disrupting it. Cut these festering thoughts off in their tracks. Instead of, "Why doesn't the bus hurry up and arrive?" try, "I'll use this time to recharge my soul with fresh air." Rather than, "I'm tired of exercising today," tell yourself, "I'm grateful my body is strong enough for exercise." And you could even replace, "I hate my job," with, "The universe would not have guided me to anything that wasn't meant for me." I hope you can see what I mean by now, dear friend. It may take some time to get used to this new thought pattern, but I promise it's worth it. Before long, you'll be able to recognize life's blessings much more easily. And when you're stuck in situations that are not ideal, you will be able to find the glimmers of light in even the blackest sea of despair.